poll is up at CT tonight, 929, as we thank our buddy Caleb Johnson for starting the show with us. Oren, I am getting eviscerated on Twitter.
Oh, no.
For not knowing who JID is. Now, you are such a, and I'll give you the poll results in just a second. We'll take your calls. 404-726-0929. Does Mahomes, Burrow, Cam Ward, and others getting run this weekend change your mind if Michael Penix Jr. needs to play? That is at CT tonight, 929. Early results, 80-20. Yes, he needs to get some run. Interesting. You're somebody whose music opinion I value almost as, maybe higher than anyone I know, honestly. Is JID somebody I should know?
It's tough. Like, JID's from Atlanta and local. He's Dreamville, so he's with J. Cole. I mean, associated with some big name acts. I'm not going to fault you for not knowing who JID is.
That's a perfect example. I'm so glad you said that. If I said I don't know who J. Cole is, then I think we can have some slings and arrows, right?
Yeah.
You know, but JID's not on that clearly. I feel like I would know him if he was. I know all the mainstream people. So is it fair to say JID is somewhere rising up the ranks right now between underground and mainstream? Like, he's not necessarily mainstream yet, but he's gotten some features.
I would say teetering on that mainstream level, but
he's performing at bigger venues
now. I also think, too, that JID is not going to be, at this point in JID's career,
he's not selling out State Farm Arena.
I wouldn't think JID is not selling out State Farm Arena.
Okay.
And there's nothing the matter with that, but
and that doesn't mean he won't next year, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, if the criticism being hurled at me, which it is enforced on Twitter at CT tonight 929, is like, dude, Turtle, you're young. How do you not know who JID is? Well, to be honest, I would say, people around our age, like we start to become like a generation removed, right? Like I'm 33. I'll be 34 in November. I'm a generation at this point removed from a lot of the mainstream younger hip-hop artists out there. Like, I don't really listen to, like, Trippy Red and, like, people of that sort of new age rap genre. Like, Juice WRLD, you know, rest in peace, and all the and all those people. When those artists started to become popular, I was already entrenched with Eminem and Dr. Dre and Outkast and like the hip hop artists that I grew up listening to. And the same thing for you, right? I mean, or are you still discovering? Well, you're a music file. It's hard to, you're a bad judge for this because you're always,
I'm always on the lookout for something that's new and interesting to it. At the same time, not to say that things I've listened to in the past aren't things I still listen to, but I mean, music is cool. It's ever evolving, so I'm always interested to hear, like, all right, what are the new cats out there doing? Is this something that I would be into? And I always give something new a chance. I won't dismiss it from the jump until I always give something new a chance.
Yeah, and so same here, but like JID clearly has not been on my radar. Like, it's just not, his music is not infiltrating my stream. It's not infiltrating my social media walls. It maybe it will one day, but it just hasn't gotten there yet. So I am getting ripped on Twitter for not knowing who JID. And I said, I quote tweeted Eugene. I said, Eugene, I promise, so much so that on Monday, because I'm off tomorrow for Falcons, well, I'm still working. Oh yeah, by the way, hey, I'm doing the Falcons flyover this year. Forgot to mention that on the air. So that'll be really fun. And that starts tomorrow. The 929 The Game put out a nice post yesterday. But
hey, listen, everybody that was involved.
Yeah,
that's right.
I was off the air. I was because Atlanta United played, and they actually won. Holy crap. But yeah, I'll be doing the Falcons flyover this year. So I'm really, really excited to do that. You know the deal. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Uh-oh. Day-Day has chimed in.
Should I read
his tweet? He says, Turtle, if you're a hip-hop head, Yes, you should know who JID is. I'm 51 and been on his music for a few years. But I'm not, I don't call myself a hip hop head, though. That's the thing. Like, y'all, when y'all are coming at me, like, understand I am a casual. I love hip hop, but I'm not, like, entrenched in the scene with it. Y'all know me from my days of glow sticks back on Dukes and Bell. I love EDM. That's my music. That's like my music that I still am, you know, deeply connected to and research all the new artists and the new music. I'm not a country, like, I like all different types of music. I like country, I like rock, I like pop, I like hip hop, but hip hop is not a genre that I'm like constantly searching new music for and coming up on my feet.
I'll put this in the context of me. This weekend, I'm going to the Masquerade to see a hip-hop group that I've loved for the past 20-some-odd years.
Masquerade's fun, by the way. Yeah. If you've never been there.
I've been there for a concert.
With all the different, like, they have, like, heaven and hell and, like...
Funny enough, the last one to the Masquerade was the day that Rudy Gobert touched a microphone and ended the NBA season.
Wow, you'll never forget that for the rest of your life.
Reading tweets up. Yeah, that was a night I'm not gonna ever forget, just for that right there. But I love this group, Little Brother. Been a huge Little Brother fan. They're performing at the Masquerade this weekend. If I was to talk to somebody who was a hip hop fan and I mentioned Little Brother and they don't know who Little Brother is, I'm not gonna jump on them for that. Just, you like what you like, you're into what you're into. Like, there's some hip hop heads who might not know who JID is. There might be some folks who aren't in hip hop who do know who JID is.
I think it's more of like, I'm still in the age bracket where I should be up on game. And I'm like, maybe not. Like, I don't know. Like, again, I don't, like, all the modern people that are, you know, killing the game right now in the hip hop scene, I don't know how many of them I really know. I really do think I'm like a generation removed. Like, for me, my favorite hip-hop album of all time is The Carter 3. That was a long time ago. That was like 2009, 2010? That's 15 years ago now. That was my like peak listening era to hip-hop and and rap music. And I guess R&B. I love Usher. All right, let's take some calls. 404-726-0929. King, back to sports. Does Mahomes, Burrow, Ward, all playing this weekend, change your opinion of if Penick needs some run this preseason?
Nah, turtle, not one bit, man. My thing is, like, I feel like the reps in the preseason are just as good as live reps against the opposite team the 2 days before you play the game. So Michael Penick getting reps against the Titans is just as good to me as him playing three series in a preseason game. For one, they don't count. So if he get hurt in the preseason and he get hurt the first week of the season, it's a big difference to me because those games actually count. If he get hurt in the preseason, come on, he just get hurt in the preseason. Like, for nothing. Like, it don't count.
No, King, I got you. Yeah, I got you, King. Thank you for the phone call, man. 404-726-0929. And I totally get that perspective, and I think it's rational. I do think, King, though, the one thing I kind of disagree with is the NFL's just random when it comes to injuries. Rashawn Slater, he's out for the season. It was a non-contact injury. He's one of the five best left tackles in the NFL. This completely changes the whole season for the Chargers. And it was non-contact. He just fell down on the ground after a play. Patellar tendon, done. Like, it can just happen at any point. I'm just not a huge fan of the bubble wrap theory. 404-726-0929. Dan's up next. Dan, what do you think?
Hey, Turtle, how you doing?
What's up, Dan?
You're right, but my logic is on their side. I don't want Joey Bag of Donuts, the 95th player on the Lions team, just so he could make some spiel that, you know, he knocked out Penix. I don't want him, you know, because what you're saying is correct.
But, Dan, you don't think Vita Vea is coming to knock out Penix in week one?
Well, that's true, but this isn't for nothing. That game is for something. These four games, or three games during the preseason here, and they just got embarrassed by the Chargers. They're going to come. They've got blood in their mouths. They got spit, and they're going to ready to come out and beat everybody up. You don't need that. In the controlled scrimmage, yes, they could get hurt, but it's a controlled scrimmage. And any coach can blow the whistle and stop it right there and then.
No, Dan, I appreciate the phone call. I think your logic is sound. But at the same time, it's too similar to me. I think the line between preseason, regular season, like the injury risk to me, it's all the same. Like, and yes, I get the point, and I think it's fair that these games don't count. So why risk it? But you know what the counter is to that, Oren? Y'all remember the Pittsburgh game last year? The Falcons looked lost on offense. Lost. Yes, part of it was Kirk, but part of it was that offense was not ready to go. That was bad. 404-726-0929. Sam's up next. Sam, what do you think?
Yeah, what's going on, Turtle? Yeah, I think both of our previous callers made some pretty good points. I actually made the exact same tweet under the Dukes and Bell poll saying that if Burrow and Mahomes, two of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, can get some run in the preseason, why can't our guy who's only got three starts under his belt? And I think the way I see it is it's more about a team thing than it is a him thing. We have lost 6 of our last 7 week 1 games. In those games, the offense has averaged 16.5 points a game. And even in the one we won, there is a good argument that had it not been for Jesse Bates, there's a good chance the Falcons lose that game. Now let's talk about Pittsburgh last year. And this is my thing with Raheem Morris. Like, did you not see how when you didn't play the starters at all in the preseason with the new quarterback and a first-time play caller, how out of sync they looked? And one play comes to mind. We're leading. I believe it's 10-9. We've got the ball in the third quarter. We're driving into Pittsburgh territory. We convert a 4th-and-1. And then there's a miscommunication between Kirk and I believe it was Charlie Warner, led to a botched snap. We turn the ball over, and that completely flipped the momentum of the game. And where you could argue that with, you know, some run in the preseason, those miscommunications can kind of get fixed and addressed and whatever, and that doesn't happen, and maybe that game turns out a little differently.
No, I hear what you're saying, and I just got to let you run because we're up against the break, but great stuff. I appreciate the call. 404-726-0929. Call back anytime, Sam. Yes, you're not wrong, but at the same time, what is it worth for confidence? Not that Penix doesn't have it. He has it in spades, but for that entire offense to know, all right, not only can we do this against our own guys, but we're ready to go against other NFL competition. I just think there's something to be said for that. And clearly Kansas City, Cincinnati, two of the most winning organizations over the last 5 years, both have made Super Bowls, feel the same way. All right, I see more of you on the line, 404-726-0929. Rob, Greg, Wayne, hang tight. We're going to take more calls straight up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. If you didn't get in, call the number 404-726-0929. When we get back, Joe Patrick gives us his final preseason preview and predictions. Don't go anywhere. That's next.